的经文是在犹大书第十七节到二十一节。
It's time for scripture reading. Today's scripture is in Book of Jude, verses 17-21.
在教会圣经新约第四百三十一页。
It's in the Church Bible, page 430.
Thirty-one. 下面由我来读，请弟兄姐妹翻到那一页。犹大书十七节到二十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。阿们。下面今天的讲员是林牧师。
The speaker for today's sermon is Pastor Lin. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天借着刚刚读的这段圣经，来跟我分享一个题目。
So through the message that we're going to share for today is first related to the verses we just read.
我们每一个人都是门徒。
So every one of us is a disciple.
那你自己要去装备自己。
But we need to equip ourselves.
写这个犹大书的这个人，他的名字叫意思就是赞美的意思。
And the author Jude, the name of his name is praise.
他是耶稣没有血缘关系四个弟弟妹妹里面的老幺。
And Jesus has four siblings, and Jude is the youngest brother in one of his Jesus siblings.
他一个很有名的哥哥就是耶路撒冷教会的长老叫雅各。
And Jude has a very famous brother that is the elder in the Church of Jerusalem. That's Jacob.
他跟耶稣为什么没有血缘关系？
And why does he didn't have any
没有血缘关系。
He doesn't have any relationship in blood, in the blood.
你知道为什么吗？你知道为什么？你知道为什么他跟耶稣没有血缘关系啊？他又是他的弟弟哈。
Although he's the brother of Jesus, but he doesn't in the blood, he doesn't have no relationship with him.
因为耶稣是从圣灵生的。
And because Jesus was born through the Spirit.
那么这个犹大跟我们一样是从血气从人义生的。
But Jude was born from flesh.
耶稣在世的时候他的四个弟弟他都没有信主啊。
When Jesus was on earth, his four of his four of his brothers and sisters were not believers.
但耶稣死了复活了升天了教会成立那个时候他们信主了。
But after Jesus was crucified and buried and resurrected, then these four brothers and sisters, they became believers.
所以这是告诉我们一件事，信主是每一个人个人跟神的关系。
And it tells us that whether you are a believer or not is actually a personal relationship between you and God.
你看连耶稣的弟弟他都没有信主。
So even though Jude is brother of Jesus, but he was not a believer.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们要带领我们的小孩信主。
So brothers and sisters, we need to bring our children into church and become believers.
带领我们的父母，带领我们的儿女，带领我们的先生、太太来信主。
We should bring our husbands or our families, our parents to become believers.
有一天，我们的小孩高中毕业。
So one day our children will graduate from high school.
然后他到别的州、别的城市去读大学。
Well, they will go to some other cities for college.
当你听到你的孩子继续自己去找一个教会，继续参加学校的团契的时候，你做父母就放心了。
So when you know that your children are actually looking for a fellowship when they're in college, and you'll be relieved.
你不但栽培他去读大学，你也完成了一件很重要的事情，就是带领你的小孩信主。
So you not only raise them to college, but also you actually bring them the Christianity to them.
我们知道我们基督徒有很多的名称。
And we know that as a Christian, there are many identities.
我们叫门徒。
And we are believer.
信徒。
We're a Christian.
信徒就是我们相信主耶稣啊。
Just as a believer, that means that we believe in Jesus Christ.
那圣徒就是我们分别为圣。
We also as saints.
那基督徒就是小基督嘛，就我们很像耶稣啊。
As a Christian, we are just like Christ.
可是门徒不一样哦。
But how about disciple?
门徒就是做耶稣的徒弟。
The disciple is like being the pupil of Jesus.
我第一次碰到有一个人。
I met one person.
他说牧师，我可不可以跟你学习
？He says that Pastor, can I learn from you?
做你的徒弟。
Can I be a pupil of you?
他说我41年从来没有收过徒弟。
But I said that I've never had a pupil.
如果你要这样，那就每个礼拜天早上7点到8点，我们来查经。
But if you do want to be a pupil of mine, then let's do Bible study every Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m.
所以门徒是什么意思？就是说你是做耶稣的徒弟。
So what does the disciple mean? That means that you are becoming a pupil of Jesus.
你要学习耶稣。
So take Jesus as an example.
所以约翰福音14章12节说，耶稣说，凡我所做的，你们也要做。
So in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, it says that whatever I do, that you should do the same.
而且要做比这个更大的事。
And also you should do even greater things.
当然我们怎么可能比耶稣做更大的事呢？
But how come we can do greater things than Jesus Christ?
因为当时耶稣是在巴勒斯坦那个地方。
And Jesus was doing his ministry in
Palestine. 后来门徒就跨越了巴勒斯坦，这个福音就传遍了世界各个角落。
Afterwards, the disciples they crossed Palestine and the gospel actually went into every corner of the earth.
保罗在以弗所书4章12节，他说：“为要成全圣徒，建立基督的身体。”
Just like Paul says in the book of Ephesians, he says that we need to become Jesus Christ and we can make disciples.
保罗说：“要纪念犹大说要纪念主的使徒从前所说的话。
Here the Jude says, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus has foretold.
那个使徒从前所说的话是什么
？So what are the things that the apostles foretold？
是谁应该要在神的话语上造就自己
？And who is it to build themselves up with God's word？
他一开始就说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，弟兄姐妹哈。”
Here it says that dear brothers and sisters.
所以犹大书是写给已经信主的基督徒或者正在慕道准备受洗的这些弟兄姐妹。
So the book of Jude is actually writing to the believers or the ones that who is going to be baptized.
他要我们灵活的应用圣经。
He asks us to use the words from Bible wisely.
身体没有灵魂是死的。信心没有行为是死的。
So the body without the spirit is actually dead. And also, if your belief without faith is also dead.
有的人可能口才很好。
Some people may have very wise words.
可能很会讲道。
They might talk wisely. They might preach very wisely.
但有一种人叫做二分法。
But there is actually some kind of person they split things into two.
因为他把传道当工作。
They take the ministry just like their job.
他讲道是一回事。
So the preach is one thing.
但是他的行为又是另外一回事。
But his act is another thing.
当他在处理事情的时候，他并不是根据圣经。
So when the person deal with things, they don't actually follow the rules from Bible.
他没有把道跟人合而为一。
So they don't take the words from God and to apply it on people.
可是圣经不是这样的。
But the Bible doesn't teach us like that.
信心必须要有行为。
So faith needs to have acts too.
他说我们主耶稣基督使徒从前所说的话。
So it says that the apostles foretold.
也就是表示说，这个新约圣经都是使徒写的。
So it means that the New Testament was all written from the apostles.
那旧约圣经是先知写的。
And the Old Testament is written from prophets.
但是 他们的讲的话的来源就是耶稣基督。
But all the source of these verses are from Jesus Christ.
那旧约先知他讲的话的来源就是上帝。
And also for the prophets, the source of these words are from God.
所以这里讲说，从前使徒所说的话就是神的话。
So it says that the apostles of the words the apostles were told is actually God's word.
所以我们要把教会建立在先知。先知和使徒的根基上有耶稣作为房角石。
So we need to establish the church on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
我想这个神的话的底下一个那个磐石就是耶稣。
So the rock is Jesus Christ.
你看那个纽约那个曼哈顿，它本来是一个小岛。
Just like you see, the island of Manhattan was actually a small island.
啊，它为什么可以盖？那么密一百层的楼呢
？So why is there so many hundred floor buildings on Manhattan？
因为那个岛整个都是磐石。
Because the island was built on the rock。
不是沙土。
It's not on the sand。
所以它可以盖那么高。
So it can have very high buildings。
我最近在准备这个婚前辅导的课的时候
，As I was preparing for the marriage counseling classes，
我突然领悟到一个大道理。
I realized one thing.
全世界所有的婚姻
all the marriages around the world
都建立在外表上
They're established based on the look
几乎都没有根基
It's based on people's look and they have no foundation
就是没有上帝话语的根基
It has no foundation of God's word
其实夫妻的根基就是拥有上帝的形象
So in fact, the foundation of a husband and wife is like you have to have the image of God.
圣经是神的话。
Just like Bible is God's word.
不可以随着人的意思乱解释。
So we cannot explain it through your human will.
是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
So it was actually people was guided by the Holy Spirit and they spoke God's word.
所以神的话我们要纪念。
So we need to remember God's word.
那我们要靠着我们要把这个保罗说我要把从前交给你的善道，靠着在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着，圣灵存在我们里面。
Just as Paul says that you need to live out the word from God and then also carry along by the Holy Spirit.
有一天我要去一个地方。
So one day as I was going to somewhere.
他说林牧师你不用带电脑。
They said that Pastor Lin, you don't need to bring your computer.
你只要带一个那啥 USB 对不对？那个叫 USB 对不对
？Just bring your USB.
那么小。
It's just tiny.
我所有的讲章、查经材料都在那里。
So all my sermon notes are in the USB.
我这个太方便了。
So I said it's so convenient.
那里面有很宝贵的东西。
So it actually has very precious things in the USB.
比我存在银行的那个金块。还要宝贵、哦、我银行没有金块啊，不要
It's more precious than all the things I saved in the savings
那不是神的话呢、哦、
It's more precious than the bank saving
所以、哦、我那个小小的东西我要弄一个大皮包背着
So that tiny USB I need to for that USB I need to prepare a big bag for that
怕神的话丢掉了
In case it was lost
哦，这个神的话呢是宝贝哈
So this is very precious. God's word is very precious.
他说你要背诵。
So it says that you need to meditate.
我每一次准备讲道的时候
，Just like every time when I was preparing the sermon.
我就一句话背十遍。
So I memorized one verse like 10 times.
我不是天才。
Because I'm not a genius.
说、哦、牧师，你圣经怎么这么熟
？People said that why is it, Pastor? Why is you are so familiar with Bible?
41年呢。
I said because I've been studying for 41 years.
那我就要退休了。
If I still cannot get familiar with it, then I should retire.
有人说，90分的努力只有10分的天才。
And people said that you have to have 90% of the efforts just.
然后你要昼夜思想。
And also you need to meditate day and night.
在哪里讲说神的话？你要昼夜思想是什么地方在讲
？So where did it say that you need to meditate God's
word? 你还记得吗？那哪里吗？
Where is it from the Bible?
诗篇第几章？第150章吗？
所以，哎，
对，是哪一个？所以说，你说，我今天带很多书签来，我跟你讲，我跟你讲， 你要昼夜思想，这个人就有福了。
So you need to meditate day and night, and then you are blessed. You are blessed people.
你遇到不同的人。
So when you meet different people,
你遇到不同的事情。
And when you face different things,
你那个属灵的那个 computer 那个档案就出来了一句神的话。
So in your spiritual data of verses, then you can pop out a verse.
耶稣不是说吗？圣灵要让你想起神的话来。
Just like the Holy Spirit will remind you God's word.
所以你就用神的话来处理很多很多的事情。
So you can actually deal with many things according to God's word.
如果有一天有一个基督徒
，So if one day a Christian come to me,
把每日的灵修啊
，So they can do their daily devotions,
参加教会的查经。
And they can do Bible study.
当着一种享受。
And they see it as an enjoyment.
那我恭喜你。
And I think,
因为圣经让你很有信心。
So it's good that because the Bible actually makes you very faithful.
让你遇到极大的困难、危险的时候，你一点都不害怕。
So when you are facing like very big difficulties, then you're still
not afraid. 让你的人生呢，关关难过，关关过都过了，因为神的话在你心里。
So though you are facing difficulties, but you can conquer them one by one.
所以那个在《生命记》六章六节到七节这样子说。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says.
你要教导你的儿女。
So you need to teach your children.
各位爸爸妈妈好，我希望你每个礼拜跟你的儿女一起做家庭礼拜，一起查经啊。
So all the parents, I tell you that I encourage you to have family worship with your children.
那你跟你儿女聊天的时候，都用圣经聊天。
So when you chat or you talk to with your children, then you should use the words from the Bible.
我曾经遇到一对夫妇。
I once has met a couple. The husband was as a deacon in church.
太太是青少年辅导。
And the wife is a youth.
太太有一天他们吵架。
It's a youth ministry. So one day they had a fight.
我佩服得不得了。
So I was very surprised.
你知道为什么吗？因为他们两个圣经都很熟。
Because they all get very familiar with the Bible.
竟然用圣经吵架。
So when they fight, they can use the words from the Bible to fight.
所以我告诉你啊，你们不可以用圣经吵架啊，这个是对不起上帝的。
So I tell you, you should not fight and quote the verses from the Bible.
他说你躺下，你走在路上，你都要思想神的话。
The Bible says that when you lay down or when you walk, you should meditate God's word.
所以你在团契、在小组，你跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So when if you are in the fellowship or if you're in small groups, when you share with brothers and sisters, you should use God's word.
If you have English, right? Okay, 我们来用这个来，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。哈，你看，当用各样智，把上帝的话存在你的心里。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
这里有讲颂词灵歌。
So it says the psalms and the hymns.
你用在你里面的圣灵唱出来。
And you sing it with the spirit in you.
好像是下个月有一个讲，有一个讲道叫做啊，你们要赞美神。
So in next month, then there's going to be a message that says that you all should praise God.
那个讲道从头到尾都是在唱歌。
So in that message, we are going to sing from the beginning to the end.
用颂赞来讲道。
So we're going to have the sermon with all praises.
而且你知道，我们面对不同的人、不同的 case.
So also when we are facing different cases and different people.
如果你圣经真的很熟
，if you are really familiar with Bible,
你就可以用神的话来造就你自己。
So you can quote the verses from Bible to establish yourself.
有时候你心里很难过
，but sometimes when we are very sad.
当然，希望有人能安慰你。
Of course, you hope that someone can comfort you.
昨天我在 computer 看到很多人 email 给幻君主安慰他，因为他妈妈过世。
Like I know that yesterday many people emailed Brother Fan to comfort her, to comfort him because
他们都用英文，只有我用中文。
Because his mother passed away, and they all use English, and only myself use Chinese.
但是有些事情你是不太愿意去告诉别人。
Sometimes there are things that you don't want to share with people.
你怎么办？
Then what to do? What do you do?
你安慰你自己。
Then you have to
comfort, 用神的话安慰你自己。
You have to cope with yourself and use God's word to cope yourself.
这个叫做造就自己。
And that is also to equip yourself.
我常常跪下来祷告。
I often kneel down to pray.
然后鼓励我自己。
And I encourage myself.
说林天成加油向前走。
Says Angeline, get up and get going.
还有说师母说：“你在干什么啊？”
And my wife told me that, "What are you doing?"
放心，我精神很正常。
But I'm actually very I'm not insane.
有时候我劝诫自己。
And sometimes I also suggest to myself.
不可以这么冲动。
Like you should not do this. You should not be so bold.
要讲好话。
You should say good things.
要讲正面的话。
You should say good words to people.
有时候我会警告我自己。
Sometimes I warn myself.
那个地方是不可以去的。
So you should not go there.
那个眼睛是不可以看的。
So you should not look at things, some things.
有时候我会很坚持。
Sometimes I'm very stiff.
我在布鲁克林的时候。
When I was in Brooklyn.
我非常的坚持。
I insist.
不可以在我们的礼拜堂举行同性恋的婚礼。
I insist that we should not have homosexual weddings in the church.
你就是要我坐牢，我也绝不跟他们证婚。
Even though you want me to go to jail, then I will still not going to host a homosexual.
我为什么要这么坚持？
Then why do I insist?
真理。
Because of the truth.
真理。
From the Bible.
因为我不是要讨人的喜欢。
Because I'm not pleasing people.
哦，但是圣经让我每天都很喜乐。
And the Bible makes me to feel joyful every day.
很平安。
And also very peaceful every day.
有时候，当我们的灵命成长到一个高度的时候
，So when our spiritual life is in certain latitude，
真的你就仿佛觉得你是活在天堂哎。
So you feel like you are living in heaven。
我问你们有没有曾经有这种感觉
？Have you ever have this kind of feeling？
哦，你看每一个人都很顺眼。
So you see everyone very lovely and lovable。
每一个人都很可爱。
Everyone's very loving。
我昨天去这个动物店。哦，遇到很多人啊。
Yesterday when I went to the tofu shop in Nisaka,
跟每一个人打招呼。
I met many people and I greet them.
然后跟每一个黄种人都说 ，Are you Chinese?
I greet everyone says that are you Chinese?
他说 I'm a Korean.
They say, oh no, I'm a Korean.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
Are you a Christian?
Are you a Christian?
他告诉我 Yes.
And he said yes.
Oh, you are my brother. Oh, 你看，我这个心境好像在天堂啊。
So it's just like living in the heaven.
这个叫做造就自己。
And this is saying that we could equip ourselves.
他说末世必有好讥诮的人，就是嘲弄你。
So here it says that in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own godly desires.
这个十一个使徒用口头有讲过，然后记载在圣经说，在这个末世有人会嘲笑你。
So these 11 apostles once talked about it, and it was written in the book saying that in the last times there will be scoffers.
而且警告我们。
And they also warned us.
这末世有异端。
There is going to be heresies in the last days.
啊，你要小心哈。
So you have to look for the heresies.
你看在提摩太前书四章一节。啊，来我们来读一下来。圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道。四章一节，提摩太。
It says in the Bible, the Spirit clearly says that in the later times, some will.Abandon the faith and will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
保罗他说， 有人说啊，啊，这个神职人员不可以结婚。
Some said Paul says that all the pastors should not get married.
他说这个是鬼魔的道理。
But they said, well, this is actually from demons.
我的一些亲戚同学搞不清楚。
So some of my classmates they don't get it.
看到我。
They saw me.
哦，神父啊。
And they said, hey, father.
我有太太，有儿女，我怎么是神父呢
？And I said, no, I have wife and I have children, so I'm not. Don't call me father.
而且他说要吃素。
And they said they should only you should be vegetarian.
我们基督徒不吃素的。
But no, our Christians we are not vegetarian.
哦，我牛排是七分熟啊。
I like to eat steak.
但是你知道基督徒有两样东西不能吃，你知道是什么
？But actually, as Christians, you don't eat two things.
有讲真答对吧？有两样东西你不能吃啊，是什么？血吧，还有呢？拜过的东西记载在，使徒行传哈。所以以后你们请我喝酸辣汤，记得不要放猪血啊。
The Bible says you should not eat blood and you should not eat the food that was offered to other idols.
好。末世是什么时候？末世啊，什么是末世
？So what does it mean? It says the later times here.
末世就是从耶稣降生到耶稣再来这段时间叫做末世。
So the later times actually means that the time between Jesus was going to heaven and until Jesus comes again.
所以我们现在就是在末世。
So we are now actually in the later times.
但是这个也叫做新约的恩典时代。
And this is also the grace period of New Testament.
在哥林多前书哈，他这里有讲到，你看，来，我们来读来，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为见证，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。有没有看到？好 ，OK.
Just like the First Corinthians, it says that these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.On whom the fulfillment of the age has come.
Oh, 他说有一些人哦，他会嘲笑基督徒。
He says some people actually they scoff on Christians.
那些人可能是无神论者。
So they might be atheists.
可能是异端。
Or they may be heretics.
可能是异教徒。
They may be infidels.
他们说啊，你们基督徒都不敢放纵情欲。
They laughed at us, saying that the Christians they don't dare to have adultery.
哦，不敢去贪财。
You don't dare to have immoral money.
不敢做不法的事情。
You don't dare to break the law.
我大概十八岁受洗。
I was baptized in the age of 18.
那我以前那些朋友哈，以前的朋友。
So my old friends.
他，林太太要不要抽烟？
They said, do you smoke?
我说啊，我现在不抽烟了。
I said, no, I don't smoke now.
要不要去跳舞
？They asked me, do you want to go dancing?
哦，那个地方我不能去。
I said, no, I don't go to that kind of places.
要不要带小姐出去玩
？They said, do you want to go hang out with some ladies?
哦，我说那是得罪上帝。
I said, no, that actually seems against God.
他说，哎，跟你这种人在一起真的非常的无聊。他说跟我在一起很无聊。
They said, hey, getting along with you is actually so boring.
哎，他说你这样信耶稣会不会很无聊啊
？They said, do you feel bored if you believe in Christ?
哦，我信耶稣非常的有聊，非常的很有意思，很好。哎。
But I said, no, actually, I feel so interesting to believe in Jesus.
哦，以前那个才无聊。
So my old life was actually more boring.
所以他们以后就不再找我了。
Then they don't ask me out again.
他们认为跟我在一起很无聊。
Because they think that getting along with me is so boring.
他们会嘲笑你啊。
So they actually laugh at you.
然后这些人是随从自己不敬虔，就是不敬虔的私欲。
So they actually follow their own human desires.
这世界上有一种人。
There is one kind of people on earth.
他是最可怕的。
And it's kind of scary.
因为他没有罪恶感。
Because they don't feel the guilt. They don't feel guilty.
他说谎，他没有罪恶感。
They lie, but without feeling guilty.
他乱开支票，没有罪恶感。
And they said unlawful things, but they don't feel guilty.
你知道什么叫乱开支票
What does it mean by saying things that you don't mean?
他给你很多的 promise.
They give you lots of promises.
最明显的是男生对女生说。
Just like many, sometimes men will say to women.
海公司的我永远爱你，对不对？
Just like I will love you forever.
结果新娘是别人的。
But in the end, they don't go.
骗啊。
They don't go to marriage.
他没有罪恶感啊。
Because they don't feel guilty by saying this.
这些人就是说，他们不顾圣经所说的给人类的一个道德规范。
So they regardless of all the moral rules in the Bible, they.
因为很多不该做的他们做了。
They do many things that they should not do.
该做的他们没有做。
So what they should do, they actually don't do it.
所以保罗在罗马书第七章十九节这样说。
So Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 9.
他说，我想做的善，我行不出来；我不想做的恶，我偏偏行出来。后来他说，哎呀，我好苦啊。
He says that what I want to do, I couldn't do it, but what I should not do, I actually performed it. So I'm so suffering from this.
因为这个世界上的人都是在满足自己的肉体的情欲。
So all people on earth is actually trying to fulfill their sinful nature.
所以保罗在哥林多后书六章十七节说，他说我们要从他们中间 出来哈啊，不要沾染这个世界上人的这个误会。
So Paul in the book of Corinthians, he says that we should not get contaminated with all these worldly lusts.
其实我们基督徒心里每天都在打仗。
So we are Christians. We actually wage wars every day.
我们来读一下来。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我们禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战。我们第一个战争就是我们的肉体的情欲跟神给我们的圣灵在那里打仗。你失败了，你就犯罪；你得胜了，你就圣洁了。
So we're actually fighting against our sinful natures, because if you have conquered it and you're successed.
第二个打仗是我们跟魔鬼在打仗。
Another war is us and the demon.
我们里面的圣灵跟邪灵在打仗。
So the Holy Spirit within us is actually having a war with the evil spirit.
魔鬼一直引诱我们犯罪。
The devil always tempts us to sin.
好了，那我们读一下来。因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Just like the book of Ephesians, it says,
六章十二节。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers.Against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
十五年来
So over the 15 years,
那些很有名的讲道的人
many famous preachers,
现在他们在哪里？
Where are they now?
他们打败仗，他们打败仗，我不讲他们的名字。
They lost the battle.
有一个神学院
There was a seminary
靠着一个在电视上讲到很有名的讲员
They rely on a famous preacher on TV
募了很多的款
They actually acquired many funds
所以这个神学院不缺钱
So this seminary actually don't lack any money
当这个牧师倒下去的时候
But at the time that the pastor lost
神学院关起来
The seminary was closed as well.
他们被魔鬼打败了。
The seminary was defeated by demon.
所以我们每天都在一个征战。
So we are putting ourselves in the war every day.
跟我们肉体的情欲征战。
We are fighting against our sinful nature.
跟魔鬼征战。
We're also fighting against the demon.
他说，在这个末世有引人结党、属乎血气的。
So it says that in the last times there will be people.That's following their own godly desires.
这个血气哈，有一个意思叫做受本性的支配。
The word do not have the spirit has the meaning of that.
血气就是我们人的罪性啊。
do not have the spirit means that we have the sinful nature within us.
如果一个人他只有血气而没有上帝的灵，
if one man that do not have the spirit, then that means they do not have the Holy Spirit.
那么他的魂，他的魂 soul， 他的魂哈。
So yeah, so their soul.
里面的心思意念、感情、意志、良心，都是为了满足他的自私跟满足他的情欲。
So all their desires and the conscience within them is actually trying to fulfill the soul.
所以使人死的就是一个没有灵的一个魂。
So a soul without spirit will lead you to death.
那人的罪恶就是上帝的仇敌。
So the sins within the human is actually the enemy of God.
一个没有圣灵的人。
So a person without Holy Spirit,
他没有能力去抵挡罪恶。
They don't have the power to fight against sin.
他没有能力不犯罪。
They don't have the power to not to sin.
你看伊利诺州的州长。
Just like the
伊利诺州的州长。
Like the leader of the state of Illinois.
Governor
of the state of Illinois.
他因为那个奥巴马做了总统。
Because Obama is now the president.
所以他们那个州要有一个参议员。
So the state of Illinois needs to have a candidate.
他为了区区的几十万美金。
So for that, several million dollars.
就那个人给这个州长几十万美金，让他去做参议员。
So the person gave this governor several million dollars to make him a senator.
我知道他被判了十几年，很重。
And now he will be in prison for many years.
他缺钱吗？他不缺钱啊。
So though he didn't lack money.
而且又不是几亿，就几十万而已啊。
So it's not really a big amount of money.
人的心是贪心的。
But still, people are very greedy.
所以常常说，一个没有上帝的人，他什么事情都可能发生。
So we always said that an ungodly man, everything and all things that he could do.
而他的标准就是他自己。
And his standard is just himself.
有一次，有一个姐妹的妈妈问我一件事。
There was once a mother of a sister. she asked me one thing.
她说。你为什么一直叫鼓励我说他我是鼓励说他把他女儿嫁给我们教会一个弟兄。
So why do you always encourage my daughter to marry to a brother in the church?
我说因为我们教会这个弟兄他的标准就是圣经跟上帝。
Because I said to her because the standard of this brother is God and the Bible.
啊，你看上那个有钱人的富二代，他的标准就是他自己。
So if you make your daughter married to a rich man, the man's standard will just be himself.
我问这个妈妈,
So I asked this mother,
你爱不爱你女儿?
Do you love your daughter?
你要不要她幸福?
Do you want this, your daughter to live happily?
你要她幸福, 就让你嫁给我们这个弟兄。
If you want your daughter to live happily, then you should marry your daughter to this brother in our church.
然后还要来我这里上课。
And also you need to come to me for the marriage counseling.
最后他们走上地毯的那一段。
And in the end, they finally get married.
所以各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美主。
We give all the praise to God.
我们的标准不是我们自己。
Because our standard is not ourselves.
也不是这个世界。
It's not the world.
是神的话。
It is God's word.
所以在哥罗西书第一章第十节说，我们凡事要讨神的喜悦。
So then the Bible says that in everything we should seek to please God.
一切善事善结果。
So we should bear fruit in every all good things.
然后我们就可以渐渐的都知道神。
So we can gradually get to know God more.
好，我们这些弟兄姊妹要在三件事情上装备自己啊，要在三样事情上来装备自己。
So we need to equip ourselves on three things.
好，第一个是说，我们来读一下来，在至圣的真道上造就自己。
First of all, it says to by building yourselves upon your most holy faith.
大概差不多三十九年前。
39 years ago.
我刚刚出来传道。
I started my ministry.
有一个牧师跟我讲。
A pastor came to me.
他说我告诉你哦，我们教会哦，能够讲道的几十个人，能够带查经的几十个人。
The pastor came to me and says that in our church there are tens of people who can preach and who can lead Bible studies.
我就很羡慕啊。
So I was so I'm long for this kind of church.
我说希望有一天我牧会的教会哦，也有这么多弟兄姐妹会讲道。
I wish that one day that the church I shepherd can also have so many brothers and sisters who can preach.
后来我知道，原来华神的老师都在那里做礼拜。
Then I finally know that all the teachers from the Chinese seminary.
大家他们教会做礼拜都是牧师啊。
So the pastors were all in there.
我很感谢主哈，在台湾，我们跟着我在一起的一个教会有十三个人已经出来做牧师了。
Thanks to the Lord that in the church I went to in Taiwan, there are 13 people finally they came out as pastors.
在美国还没有。
But in there are still none of them becoming pastors in America.
会不会有一天在你们当中有一个人蹦的跑去读神学院？
So maybe one day one of you among all of you that they go to seminary class and become pastors.
所以你要在至圣的正道上啊，这个造就自己。
So it says in the Bible, you need to build yourself up in the most holy faith.
而且有始有终。
And you have the beginning and until the end.
这个至圣的这个意思就是在英文的意思就是说，这是上帝分别出来的。
The word most holy here means that it's separated from by God.
是圣洁的道。
It is the holy word.
啊，是生命的道。
It's also the word of life.
不是人的道。
It's not for human.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦讲道。
When Paul was preaching in Thessalonians,
那他写信给他们。
He wrote to them.
他说：“你们听我讲道。
”He says that when you listen to my preaching,
你们不以为这是人的道。
You don't think that this is from human.
你们认为这是神的道。
This is in fact from God.
啊，我。有一个牧师他告诉我一件事情。
There was time one pastor told me.
他说我在纽约牧会二十年。
I've shepherded a church in New York for 20 years.
我就跟他说，如果你在纽约市牧会哈，二十年至少有三百人。
I told him that if you have been shepherding a church in New York for 20 years, then at least there are going to be 300 people.
但他告诉我说，他从来没有超过四十个人。
But he said that no, my church is never has more than 40 people.
他就问我，哎，林牧师，我请教你是什么原因
？So he asked me, so why is it?
你们注意听哈，我怎么回答他
？So how did I respond to him?
你们的弟兄姐妹都吃饱了吗
？I asked him, so are the brothers and sisters get fed in the church?
好，我问你们是什么意思？
So what does it mean, like by being fed?
你看这个牧师怎么回答我
？So what did he say?、
哦、他们都有工作，当然吃饱啊。
So that's a yeah, of course, because they all get a job, so of course they get fed.
我问你，他有听懂我的话吗？有没有听懂？我说你有没有用神的话把他们喂饱啊？他没有听懂，他以为是吃饭。
So do you feed them with God's word?
我跟他说。你要拿个笔记一下。
So I told him.
从今天开始。
I write this down, starting from today.
你每天至少花一个半小时到两个半小时祷告。
So you should spend one or two hours to just to pray.
你让我每天看着电脑祷告。
So every day I pray and by looking and also looking at the computer.
只要在教会名册上有你名字。
Because the computer has the name list of the church.
我都会为你祷告。
So I pray for everyone that's.
第二，你每天要花二到四小时灵修做笔记。
And also, you should spend 2 to 4 hours to do your daily devotion.
然后第三。
To the third.
你要把道跟人合一。
So you should combine the word and the human.
你要不要单讲道，也不要单听了，你要行道。
So not only just to preach the gospel, but also you need to perform.
你去经历神。
You need to experience God.
经历圣经的话是活的。
And experience the word from the Bible.
然后你有那个经历。
So once you have that kind of,
你讲出来的道就是生命。
Then your sermon can become your life.
我想你的教会会改变。
Then your church may be changed.
我就这样跟他讲。
So this is what I told him.
所以他这里说造就自己。
So here it says equip yourself.
英文说 building yourself up.
The English says build yourself up.
就是你建造你自己，你建造你自己。那你长大成熟哈，那啊，你能够长大成熟啊，能够这个分辨好歹，就是你是一个成熟的基督徒。
So once you've grown up, you can distinguish between the good and bad, then you are a mature Christian.
你圣经很熟，而且应用。
So after you get familiar with the Bible, then you know how to apply it in your daily life.
第一个，你保护自己。
So first of all, you can protect yourself.
不会中毒
and without any infections.
我每天啊，电脑都会出现说，你要不要买防毒软体？不要，你们电脑有没有出现这个
？So every day, in my computer, you pop up a message saying that, "Do you want to get this antivirus software?"
我女儿说，你不要买啊，不要
上当。Just never buy this kind of antivirus software.
我跟你讲，你不要装防毒软体，你圣经很熟。你已经有防毒软体了。
If you are familiar with the Bible, you actually have the antivirus software in yourself.
然后你保护其他的弟兄姐妹。
And also, you can protect your brothers and sisters.
你也保护弟兄姐妹，保护教会。
You can protect the church.
在神学院，这个叫做护教学。
In the seminary classes, it's called apology.
好，那么当然，人生不是每一件事情都如你意。
So of course, in your daily life, it's not everything that just like as you wish.
你希望遇到好的人。
So you wish to meet the good people.
但是不见得。
Sometimes don't.
啊，可能这个人对你不好。
Sometimes people mistreat you.
但是你怎么对待他
？But how do you treat them back?
我学到一个功课。
I've learned a lesson.
我对他更好。
I should treat him even better.
你希望顺利，可是偏偏他就不顺利。
Sometimes you hope for a smooth life, but it doesn't happen.
啊，你希望什么事情都很容易。
But you hope for an easy way, but sometimes.
可是很困难。
But sometimes it turns out to be very difficult.
你希望安全，可是你发现是危险的。
You hope for a good safety, but sometimes it's really dangerous.
你希望身体很健康，但是常常生病。
You hope for a healthy life, but sometimes you get sick.
常常事与愿违。
Sometimes things just didn't happen as you wish.
但是我告诉你
but here I tell you,
你灵活地应用生命之道神的话
if you can wisely apply Bible's words into your life,
有一句话说这里不晓得有没有哈啊，然而靠着爱我们的主在一切事上得胜有余，就是在罗马书八章三十七节说，我靠着神的话，靠着耶稣基督，我在遇到什么事情我都得胜了。
Just like in the Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
各位弟兄姐妹，你是在至圣正道上造就自己的得胜者。
So brothers and sisters, you are the conqueror who build yourselves up in the most holy faith.
来念这个好吧，来，你就是在至圣正道上造就自己的得胜者。
So you are the conqueror who build yourselves up in the most holy faith.
我们基督的一生就是要做一个得胜者。
So throughout the life of Christian, we need to be a conqueror.
Okay. 最后我们再讲到，你要在保守自己。Okay. 保守自己，下面一个。
So here says, keep yourselves in God's love.
是不是？哦 ，Okay. 啊，这里说你要保守自己，藏在主的爱中。
So here it says, keep yourselves in God's love.
保守自己就是说你自己要负责任。
So keep yourselves here means that you have the responsibility of yourself.
你不能说什么都不做然后交给耶稣。
So you cannot just do nothing but give everything to all the obligations to Jesus.
上帝叫摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
When God told Moses to leave the Israelites out of Egypt.
那摩西没有说啊，上帝你坐牢，我去睡觉。他不是这样啊。
But Moses didn't just do nothing.
他会去做。
But he actually did perform the act.
所以这个叫做保守自己。
So that means to keep yourselves.
你去做。
You need to take action.
但主与你同在。
But God is with you.
你去做了以后，你遇到困难，他帮你解决。
So when you are facing difficulties, then God will help you.
你有缺乏，他供应你。
So you have lack something, then he
protects. 你有危险，拯救你。
You are in danger, he protects.
你有障碍，他把你的大山小山的困难都帮你挪走。
So you are facing obstacles, God removes them.
摩西、保罗不是这样吗？
Just like the Moses and just like Paul.
有时候你会灰心，对不对？
So sometimes you feel discouraged.
伟大的先知以利亚。
Just like Elijah.
他灰心的时候。
And when he was disappointed.
你知道他做一件什么事情？
What did he do?
你还记得吗？列王记上事情，他做什么事情？
And in Book of Kings, what did Elijah do?
他在罗通四下。主啊，你就让我死了吧。
He prayed to God that just get, take me away.
哇，一个上帝的仆人呢。
He's like, Elijah, he was actually a servant of God, but he still asked.
在软弱的时候。
When in his weakest time.
在灰心的时候。
In his weakest time, he still
asked. 他竟然跟上帝求死啊。
Ask for death.
但是上帝有没有，好吧，你就去死吧，上帝不是这样。
But that God didn't grant his prayer.
上帝做什么？哦，给他一瓶水。给他饼，对不对？
But God actually gave him the bottle of water and some bread.
他靠着上帝的力量走了四十天到什么山？
So after 40 years, he walked with God to a mountain.
到以撒卡山吗？不是吧？到何烈山，对不对？神的山。
To a mountain.
所以你去做。
So when you go,
那神陪伴你。
So when you take action, God will be with you.
好。所以，圣灵呢、将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
So Holy Spirit gives us God's love.
虽然我们无论怎么样的努力
，So though no matter how hard we work,
我们人不可能完美。
So we will still never meet perfection.
我们常常会亏欠神。
We sometimes fall short of God's glory.
会得罪神。
We sin against God.
所以我们要仰望主的怜悯。
So we need to look upon God's mercy.
对，因为我们一定有很多不足的。
So there must we must be imperfect.
有一个人问我说：“哦，林牧师，你是不是圣经很熟？”
So sometimes people ask me, Pastor Lin, are you really familiar with Bible?
我回答他。
I answered.
在一百年，我还是不熟。
But even after 100 years, I'm still not familiar enough.
神的话太深奥。
God's word is so deep.
一节圣经。
Even just for one verse.
每一年，你的看见都不一样。
So every year, I see it differently.
我说我永远都不熟。
I will never be familiar enough.
保罗他不是说吗？
Just like Paul says.
他说有很多事情我们不明白。
There are many things that we cannot understand.
不清楚。
We're still unfamiliar.
但有一天我们到了耶稣那里。
But one day, as we see the face of God,
都清楚。
Then we will understand everything.
他会给你很多的答案。
So he will answer all of your questions.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his own word.
我们下面要领圣餐。
And it's time for communion.